This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Studio. Or in fact, the turkey stuffed steering wheel is looking pretty good right now. Oh yeah, that time of year. You know, every once in a while you've got to check your brown gravy gear oil. Boy, isn't that the truth. Oh, don't you just love that gravy on that turkey-stuffed steering wheel? My kind of auto world. Hey, it's good to have you along. I'm sitting behind the silver microphone. As always, temperature gauge right now on the racetrack looks like we're at 110 degrees, so we're doing good. Thanks for being here, folks. Hey, I wanted to first and foremost get you all caught up on the what's going on here in the second hour. We've got this recall. Let's get right back to it. And then also, too, just for all of you that are wondering what this digital key thing is, we're going to get to that, too, of course, this hour. And also, EVs. We talked a little bit about EVs, I did, this first hour. Now, recycling is a big, big word, isn't it? Absolutely. And don't worry about it. Redwood Materials has got it covered there for you. So, you know, here on Auto World, we do a lot of things here on Auto World. We've got the little car fact. I've got trivia, Auto World tips. Of course, we have the Auto World TikTok. We've got the recalls coming up. I got a recall for you coming up. I do shout outs, of course. The, Auto World. It's America's automobile enthusiast show, folks, throughout the United States, worldwide. Got some listeners over in Australia and Sweden, building on Sweden when I was over in Sweden. Quite interesting talking with the folks over there. Ran into someone that purposely, actually, and listening to me. And I do want to say hi to Roy. Good to have you along. Thanks for spreading the word about Auto World. I'm here to help you. Absolutely, you folks. And with that, let's get to this recall. The recall is it is serious when it comes to lights on your dash, folks. It really, really is. The lights are your full-service gas station. Yes, the full-service gas station where I started way back when. When you drove your car in and ran over that little rubber rope and it went ding, ding. Where did it all go? It's gone. No more full-service gas station. Petrol station. No more Ethel. Well, we call it premium today. Or even, do we even call it that? It's been diluted with corn juice. Ethanol. May contain 10% ethanol, and boy, doesn't that look pretty when I pull a cylinder head off your engine. Nice green mold. That's what took it out. Sorry to tell you that, but of course, we did put the yellow bottle of heat in, didn't we, back in the days, because of the water that was in the gasoline back in the day. So lights mean a lot. I just want to highlight that on your dash. So, Ford, they did honestly do an honest recall. They put it out before the NHTSA did, and that stands for National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. So, Ford, folks, has put the Mustang cars, here's the years that has this recall, and it's concerning a brake fluid level indicator light. Ford Mustangs, model years 2020 through 2023, under recall. Right now. This just happened at Halloween time, so this is new and fresh, just like those Krispy Kreme donuts. Ford, yep, 187,900 at this time of Mustangs in response to an indicator issue with the brake fluid level sensor. Not working. You really don't know if your brake fluid is low or not because the sensor, the fluid level sensor, is not working. This recall kicked off October 27th. That's how new this is, folks. Yep. And, again, What's this all about? What's it really mean? Well, the master cylinder holds your brake fluid. That's the brake fluid reservoir. It's on the firewall. Can you check it yourself? Well, again, you can. And the best way to check it, I want you to check it with your eyeballs. You don't. It's a plastic white container. You can see a dark fluid in it called brake fluid. So do not take the lid off unless it's low. On the side of the brake, the master cylinder brake fluid reservoir, you'll see a minimum, MIN, and a max, MAX. And we want it right up, that dark fluid up to the top line. Now, there's an indicator in there. That's that little electrical connector you'll see there that's not working. This is the recall. Now, when your car is low on brake fluid, it can potentially cause your brake pedal to do what? Go down more, go to the floor. It's going to go to the floor and rest. Not good. Causing you to not have any brakes, causing an accident. And there, at this time, there's no reports, Ford is saying this, no reports of crashes or injuries that have surfaced to date. Now, it's, what, a week old. So that's why I'm here. I want you to have these recalls now. Most of the time, I like to get them before you get them. But right now, I'm only a week old on this. It's Ford Mustangs 2020 through 2023 under this recall right now. What the Ford dealership will do, folks, at no cost, is give you a brand new sensor. And it really doesn't take a lot. It's free to do. The dealer, you have to go into the Ford dealership. They'll just unscrew and screw the new sensor in, reprogram it. Yes, it has to be programmed. They'll do all that for free. So I want you to have brakes on your Ford Mustangs out there. And if you're concerned, if you have an older Mustang, if it's a 2019, 2018, if you're concerned about maybe you might have the same sensor in your brake master cylinder, you could have. They might have not caught up yet and, catught that sensor being bad. So if you're concerned about it, please do drive your Ford Mustang into the Ford dealerships and have them check it. But right now it is recall under the NHTSA. And you can also go to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA.com, and enter your VIN number and find out if yours has a recall. So let's get some brakes on that bad boy. Well, when's the last time you checked your fluid? You don't. You want your Quick Lube to do that for you, huh? Sometimes you just got to look at the reservoirs yourself. If you do see a plastic and a little Auto World tip here right off the bat, if you do see a reservoir that is just clear white plastic, do not take the lid off of it, please. What that does, it's pressurized. As soon as you push on the brake pedal, it's pressurized. In fact, if you do take the cap off to put brake fluid in there, good. Turn the cap upside down, you'll see a rubber, let's call it a gasket. Yes, it's a gasket, but it's also you'll notice that if it's low, it'll come out. It'll be a dome. It's designed to push down into the fluid because we really do not want a lot of air pocket in that brake master cylinder. So, with that, as long as you put brake fluid in, fill it up, put the cap on, you're good to go. Pump the brakes a few times before you drive away out of your driveway, and you'll be good to go. Thank you. And also, it could turn on the ABS light. Anti-lock brake system is what that stands for. Don't be afraid of that, but just go into the dealer, or they'll scan it, and they'll clear that code for you, too. Now it's time for a little bit of Auto World trivia. Oh, yes. Back in 1897... the Motor Car Company of London is credited as being the very first used car dealership back in 1897. 17 used cars, folks, is what they had on their dirt showroom floor, which had only been driven on Sundays. They were available for 30 to 335 pounds. 17 of them back in 1897. With that, have you heard of Carvana? Yeah, the little glass boxes that they put the little glass box that's in the city, and they put the cars in there, and it's a vending machine. They had some real good reports here this last quarter. They made $6,000 a car profit. Ka-ching! We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it?
Quite a few bottles to pick from when it comes right down to it. Yeah, and then, you know, Carvana did real well. $6,000 profit per car. Last quarter, they reported $2,600. That's $2,600 profit per car. That was 6 months ago. Keeps going up. Do your due diligence, folks. And how to do that, to find out if you're getting the right price for a car, do your own little market analysis. I talked to quite a few people here this week on the phone concerning that, because we're all seeing the inflation word hit prices, meaning that the prices are now coming down, finally. Well, don't give your car away. Go to NADA.com. That's the yellow book for prices, pricing guide, NADA.com. Then you also have the blue book, KBB.com. Two B's, KBB.com. Kelly Blue Book is what that is. That's what your lender will do. The lender, before you ask for the loan, will go right in and look at the prices and find out what that car is really worth before they loan you that $250,000 for that Bentley that you've been wanting. So, let's do it correctly. Hey, congratulations goes out to all of you folks that have the Minis. Oh, yes, more than 3,000 of you Mini owners rallied on the road for Nationwide Mini this last, well, that was just a week ago. Congratulations. Thanks for doing it. What's all that about? Yeah, see, that's the thing about a love affair for an automobile, folks. Get involved. Get involved with your brand, your model. If you're not excited about what you're driving, then let's get you into a make and a model that is exciting to drive. More than 3,000 drivers. This is just started off. You all rallied together with your Minis as part of the latest Mini get-together. And why did they do it? Well, Mini USA encourages all of you across the United States for a motor for a cause. Yeah, you all gathered at your local dealerships to kick off an early morning app-based road trip, followed by an evening with an event connecting this year's theme of showing what? Big love for the planet with interactive activities including seed planting and more. That's right. You all got together, you put seeds in the back of your Mini, and you drove away and you planted them where there was forest fires, etc. Thank you. Appreciate that. The starting location was, it started out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I just want to, let's give you a hand. You folks that did that, congratulations. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Mini. Fun cars. Really are. And I don't care if it's got an automatic or not. As long as you have the go pedal on, go for it. Nationwide Mini Together event. Now, 102 participating Mini dealers were involved. They focused on recycled cotton gift bags distributed to all the participating owners that went with their Minis. And then, again, it's all about Keep America Beautiful. So they received, Mini dealerships received $14,000 so far from all the owners and donations along the route for this campaign. Big love. Keep America Beautiful. So this first year, folks, so let's, I'm just kind of highlighting it and broadcasting it, see if we can get all you Mini owners to call your BMW dealers, by the way. That is a BMW, and some of you have Mini dealers right there in your area, and if you do not have a Mini dealer in your area, just use the Mini.com and go for it. And again, you know, that's the best part of it. KAB. That's what that stands for. What's it stand for? Keep America Beautiful. KAB. Here's the website. Go to kab.org/dot. There you go. And that way we can all get involved. So this digital key, what is this digital key? This digital key, folks, is we have another brand of automobile that is going to be available on digital key Hyundai models in Canada. Yeah, digital key allows you, the customer, to lock, unlock, and operate a Hyundai vehicle using a smartphone, or your smartwatch instead of the traditional key. Now, this system also allows primary user to share digital key access with three other users. So if I'm your friend and if I want to borrow your car, just give me the digital numbers there on the app, and I can unlock your car and drive your car on down the road. For the Hyundai brand, digital key will be first available on the IONIQ 6, 2024 Elantra, and the 2024 Kona, gradually making its way into the Hyundai models in 2024. Now, there's quite a few brands that have the digital key. Maybe you might have a digital key. Do you like that digital key? It uses your smartphone, folks. No more key. That's the neatest. Is that smart or what, huh? I don't know. Smartphone? Cars that use digital keys started back in just 2023 this year, the first part. Now, some of the luxury vehicles had them. Audi, Acura's got them. BMW's got them. Of course, some Buicks have them. Cadillac has a digital key. Some of the Chevrolet models have a digital key. Chrysler has a digital key. Dodge has a digital key. So it's not really new, but it really is a year ago. And now Hyundai is on that board. And as a technician, that key, two things. Couple things here. Or we could count them, three. Thieves out there. First off, you know, Kia was in trouble. The thieves were YouTubing the way to how to hotwire the car through their smartphone in order to steal your Kia car. Insurance companies started canceling you because they knew that your Kia was going to drive away with a thief. So can they... this digital key through your smartphone, through an app, without having a key to unlock your ignition, or your door, and then sliding that key in there. You have a push button, but you have to have the key fob in your purse, ladies. And guys, you have that key fob there in the cup holder, right there with your spilled cup of coffee on the key fob. And now it's not working correctly. And some of you just leave the key fob in the cup holder. I know you do, because I've witnessed, yes, sixth row here, I got a guy with his arm up here, absolutely, you've done that, haven't you? Yeah, you've spilled coffee on, haven't you? Yeah, he has. That's my whole point. Wait a minute. Key fob, put it in your pocket, don't leave the key fob in your car. Oh, I've got another remark, that's, no! Put that in your pocket. But is the digital key the best thing to have? Is it really going to work and keep thieves? It's more convenient for all of us, maybe, your smartphones in your pocket, etc. But come on, a key for a technician and that immobilizer around the key for security, when it goes out, it is expensive. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. Israeli warplanes launched airstrikes along the Lebanese border yesterday while the militant group Hezbollah attacked several Israeli army posts, including one hit by two large rockets. One Hezbollah leader even going so far as to threaten the United States, calling the U.S. the Great Satan.
It is the United States directing the war in Gaza. It must pay the price.
Syed Hassan Nasrallah also threatened further escalation in Gaza, siding with Hamas, saying they're prepared for all options and can resort to them at any given time. Eric Trump testified last week in his father's civil fraud trial, passionately defending his family.
We haven't done a damn thing wrong, and they dragged Don and I into it as collateral damage.
Ivanka Trump requested to be excused from testifying, saying it was in the middle of a school week, and as a mom, it would cause her undue hardship. Her appeal was dismissed, and she will take the stand on November 8th. Former President Trump is expected to take the witness stand as the trial resumes tomorrow in Manhattan. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Road 66.
Coming up, we're going to find out of two automobiles, one of them is actually the best for you for your first EV. Stay tuned. Yes, the starter EV, we call it. But right now, Joe Rogan, he went rogue on Elon Musk. Did you see it or hear about that? In fact, Joe Rogan, you know, he's got that podcast thing happening, but he said to Elon Musk, hey, this Cybertruck thing, you're shooting bullets at the thing, it's bulletproof. I bet it's not arrowproof. Joe Rogan, he grabbed a bow and arrow, folks. He took the arrow out. He says, hey, can I... Elon Musk, of course, the founder, inventor of the Cybertruck and, of course, Tesla. He said, can I try with an arrow, Elon? I'll bet you a dollar that it'll go through it. So Musk, you know, he happily agreed to let old Rogan, you know, shoot an arrow into the Cybertruck. He drove it into Rogan's studio and decided to go ahead and put it on video to get it out there to all of us. But the comedian armed himself with a 90-pound compound bow that fires 520-grain arrows, folks, at 300 feet per second. That's 205 miles per hour, MPH. He stood approximately 15 feet away from the Cybertruck. Rogan lined up his shot and fired it away. Unfortunately, he is out $1 because despite using one of the strongest compound bows available, the arrow bounced off the stainless steel like skipping a stone over water. Ka-ching, no dollar for him. Elon Musk, I thought at one point, had enough money, but he's $1 richer. Yep. Oh, by the way, third hour, Space Camper coming up. That has something to do with the Cybertruck. It's good to have you here every week, folks. Every week for 3 hours, thank you for taking the time out of your life to sit back with me want to do a little housekeeping, remember you can always follow me on Instagram. That's Auto World Media. Of course, Facebook, we have my address. Follow me there, Mark Evans. We're full, maxed out at 5,000 friends. I'm proud to say that. But, hey, if somebody has to go somewhere else and leave, go ahead and friend me anyway. Podcast is Auto World Media, just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. I'm on LinkedIn, of course. Also, Twitter. X. Yeah. I'm there, too. So, before we get going here on anything else, think about having fun with an automobile. I mean, this is what it's about, is having fun with an automobile, especially if it's not yours. So, for you folks, you don't even need to buy one. A Bronco. You know the brand new Broncos? Awesome. Non-Bronco owners, listen up. Well, that's pretty much all of us. No, there's a few of them out there. You own them. But even if you own one, you don't need to take your Bronco to do the rodeo. What? Oh, yeah. Ford. Bronco Off-Rodeo Adventures is what they're calling it. Yep. You know, the Ford Bronco's been around for many, many years, but this time Ford said, let's get everybody in the cockpit and let them have some fun with our brand new Broncos and teach you, my friends, how to drive them, off-road them. They've announced, Ford Bronco Off-Rodeo Experience to non-Bronco owners, allowing you to rent an SUV for a half-day adventure. That's right, 4 hours, 4 hours. For 4 hours, you can get in a brand new Bronco, and you, again, will be a guest of theirs. You're a participant. It's going to cost you $795 per Bronco, and you can bring a friend along, or two friends, or three friends, however many friends you want to put in that Bronco. Now, they're going to coach you on seasoned trail guides, that they've been around a couple, 2-3 years, of course. They know how and what the Ford Bronco will do, what button, what to touch, when to touch it, go over that big rock. Oh, so $795, 4 hours? Get and go. Try it. Get on in that Ford Bronco and get with one of their guides and learn how to drive a Ford Bronco. Get it up in the air. Please send me some photos at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. The Yuga horn means one thing. It's time to go into the email bag. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer. Let's dive in. Dig in there and see if I can find one there. Boy, I've got a lot of emails to get to this week. Eddie, how many days do you think it'll take me? Oh, till Wednesday, he says. Okay, so for all of you folks in the email bag this week, I ask you deliver. You sent me emails. You need help. You have questions. You have everything that you need is in that bag. I'm going to get to you and make sure that everybody's fixed by Wednesday. I've got one here I can read. And by the way, autoworldradio@yahoo.com is my email. Folks, again, if it's 911, put 911 on there. Eddie will get that. Eddie, the engine emailer, will get that to me right away. It doesn't matter what hour or what day or time, whatever. Yeah, he calls me in the middle and I, hey, you've got an email here. They're stranded. Their battery's dead. And I do call him. In fact, last night I was up till like 3 o'clock in the morning. That's what it's about. We do not want... All of you are charter members of Auto World. You've been with me. You've been listening for years. You're not going to get stranded on the road as long as you're listening with me. Okay, let's get to the email. It says Fred here in Star, Idaho. Awesome, Fred. Help, Mark. Driving a Benz every day. Love the car, but I have an oil leak that no one can find. It looks like it could be the driver's side strut, but the strut is dry. If you have any ideas, shout them over to me. Great show. Keep up the good work, Fred, in Star, Idaho on KBOI. Awesome, Fred. Good to have you along right here locally. It's good to have you along. Absolutely. Now let's do a shout-out for a great Auto World affiliate, AW Auto World affiliate right here, News Talk KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1. That's News Talk KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1 right there in Nampa. Hello, folks. Caldwell, Cuna, Eagle, Star, Meridian, Mountain Home, Baker, Oregon, Ontario, Oregon. Hello, good to have you folks along. Fred and Star. Ooh, that's, you got me baffled. No. I got an idea, Fred. You're stumping the chump here. No. In fact, what I'm thinking here, Fred, what color's the fluid? You can email me back there. That's the biggest and best part, folks, when you do a diagnostic on your own automobile, you have to look at the color of the fluid. Now, I'm going to be talking here a little bit because Fred's going to be emailing me the color of the fluid. Fred, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, one thing, if you know the color of the fluid on the leak, that helps you determine what it is. Red is power steering fluid. Red is also transmission, automatic transmission fluid. So then, wait a minute, sometimes power steering fluid is clear. But the location of the leak, Fred, the color of the fluid, Fred, and also the smell of the fluid, smell it. Gear oil smells different than automatic transmission fluid. Engine oil smells different than the power steering fluid, etc., etc. You know, I mean, it's like the brown gravy gear oil. You know, the yam-colored antifreeze. It just smells different. But Fred, if it's leaking over by your strut, that's way out there, man. That's outside the frame. So I'm really believing here that I'm thinking that you probably have a bushing leaking on your A arm. That's right, a bushing. Now, if it's clear, Fred, clear oil, then see the strut. The front struts go in between your A-arms. You got upper control arms or A-arms, and you have lower control arms or A-arms. The strut goes through the upper control arm, and the upper control arm has a front and a back bushing in it. Those bushings, Fred, and everyone else, because you might have the same leak Fred has. The original equipment, we're going to take a little short break. The original equipment bushings are leaking. I want to describe why and how come when we come back. Great email, Fred. Thanks. Listening to us on KBOI AM 670, FM 93.1. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight, At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Man, you know, I tried to pull one. I have a friend. I have one friend that has a bow and arrow. I tried to pull that compound bow back to put an arrow in, and I just couldn't do it. I'm going to have to go to the gym a little bit more, I think. Joe Rogan went rogue and shooting an arrow in a Cybertruck. Wow. Well, it happened a long time ago. It wasn't an arrow, though. It was back in 1906. The Baltimore County Commissioners, they allowed a cop, Noah Walker, to shoot at cars that violated the speed limit. That's right. Noah Walker had the go-ahead to shoot at cars. If you're going over the speed limit, you're going to get shot at with real bullets. Well, it didn't go so well back in 1906. After charges are filed by a driver whose car was a speeding target, Walker is cleared and urged to keep up the good work. Keep shooting at those cars, Walker. Everybody's going over the speed limit. Back in 1906, I think the speed limit was what? 6.5 miles an hour? I don't know. My 1916 Chevrolet, that thing, wood spoke wheels. Oh, yeah. It's got 24 inches on it, 24-inch wheels. But they're wood. Hand crank. 1916, all original. Folks, I actually have had that up to 32 miles an hour, but hang on, I tell you what. Slopping all over the road. Let's get back to Fred's email here. He's listening to us right here live on News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1 right there in Star, Idaho. Fred has got a leak, and Fred did email me back at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it. He says it's clear fluid. And again, says, help Mark driving a Benz, Mercedes-Benz that is, every day, love the car. He has an oil leak. He states here that it looks like it is on the driver's side strut, but he says the strut is dry. So I'm suggesting that the bushings are you have a bushing leaking, Fred? There, and that what that is many of the original equipment, the OE control arm bushings are in, especially a Mercedes-Benz, by the way, luxury car, and luxury cars have hydraulic fluid reservoirs in the bushings. Liquid. And it's clear. It's a container. It's a little round bushing. We actually, literally, as a technician, we have to press them in, press them out first, and press them in back into the control arm, Fred. And we have to be very, very careful that we do not, press the outside ring and not the inside ring, because it's a very small bushing, of course, of where they are an inch and a half in diameter, if that. So the fluid reservoir inside the bushing keeps damping the high bounce, the low-frequency vibrations. The liquid inside the bushings, like potholes, that you're bouncing over, that liquid in those bushings, Fred, give you a nice smooth ride in that Benz to the point of no return. And that's the reason why you bought the Benz. And that's another reason why you probably paid a little bit more money than the domestic brand. Now, so you probably have a bushing out. So look up on the A-arm. That's the little, it's kind of like the wishbone that we pull out of our turkeys at Thanksgiving, and you grab your friends over and he or she, you say, hey, grab that wishbone. Let's make a wish. Whoever gets the biggest piece of the wishbone, the wish will come true. Well, that's exactly what this wishbone looks like. Don't forget that turkey stuffed steering wheel. Oh, the smell of it. So it looks like a wishbone, literally, and the strut goes in between it. You've got a bushing leaking. So look up. You'll see wet, Fred, wet. Okay? And when you see wet, that means that bushing's bad. And you have to, please do, go to the dealer and have that pressed out and in correctly. Okay? Thank you. And again, folks, you too. If you have a leak, look for wetness. Absolutely, look for wetness. And that tells you that there's a leak. And clear fluid is in bushings. Clear fluid could be power steering fluid too. But look at the just like Fred did, point out in his email here, the location of the leak. Thanks, Fred. I appreciate it. Sitting back in his lazy boy recliner with his seatbelt tight there in Star, Idaho, listening to us on News Talk KBOI AM 670, also FM 93.1. Good to have you along, all you folks. That's what it's about. There's our shout-out horn. Okay, I do have a segment we like to do here. It was back by popular demand, and it's called Did You Know? Oh, yes. Well, here it is. Did You Know? ADAS. What's it stand for? Advanced Driver Assistance Systems. Such as, folks, automatic emergency braking, adaptive cruise control, and lane positioning monitors. They all have the potential to significantly improve your safety for all road uses. ADAS. Now, got some stats. According to the new research provided by AAA, Foundation for Traffic Safety, AAA, current levels of ADAS technology may prevent as many as 37 million crashes, folks. 14 million injuries it's going to prevent, and 250,000 deaths nationwide over the next 30 years. Advanced Driver Assistance Systems. Now, while ADAS has the potential to increase safety, of course, and save lives, I just want you to know that it's important to remember that they are not a substitute for you not to drive your car. Come on. You have to understand how these systems work and what their limitations are, folks. What I'm saying is that, you get in that Audi or that Acura or Fred's Mercedes-Benz and you're driving faster than the guy in front of you, but then you know that the brakes will come on automatically, so you just go full blast right into him. Come on. So be careful. AAA urges vehicle manufacturers to continue developing the next generation of driver assistance systems and to give the names and the accuracy of described and what they do, these systems, in every car. Educate yourself on what the ADAS system does on your car, and don't take it for advantage. It's there to save you in a time of a crash, okay? Absolutely. That's what it's about. So, to keep you safe, I want you back here next week. Absolutely. That's what it's about. Now, I kind of teased you a little bit earlier here on Auto World about the, we're going to get to the auto Newsweek's, the brand, who brought home five best awards for what? The 2023 Newsweek Auto Awards. What'd they do? They actually judged interior technology, a family vehicle. I've got that for you. That's coming up the third hour here on Auto World. Also, but I want to get to, we got that, the third hour. Also, the space camper, I could actually sing the song, the divorce that's now in the works, $5 billion worth. That's coming up next hour. But right now, it's time to decide on which car do you think won. When it comes to wanting a car, an EV, automobile, electric vehicle for your very first one, the 2024 Tesla Model 3 Standard Range or the 2023 Toyota Prius Prime, which is the better starter EV for you? Well, you know, Tesla, they've been around quite a few. Say about $40,000. Let's say you got $40,000 to spend on a new electric car. I just gave you two of them right there in that range. The Tesla entry-level Model 3 sedan can get you there in $40,000. Now, the Chevrolet Bolt, it was in the category also that I did put on the list, but it didn't make the cut. Nissan Leaf was also there. I'm talking about your very first EV. For your very first one. The best range. How far can you go? Now, first I want to highlight that a lot of you think that the Tesla is a luxury car. The Model 3 it is, but it competes. So, I'm going to give you the winner before the garage door goes down. 2024 Tesla Model 3 Standard Range or the 2023 Toyota Prius Prime. The winner is, for the best, better, the best starter EV, it is the Toyota, the 2023 Toyota Prius Prime. Woo! It's the winner! 2024 Tesla Model 3 is second place. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Drive safe and motor on.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.